views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Go Andrew News Talk Show.
It is Tuesday, April 29th, 2014. Number 77 since being in the YNTS studio. Currently airing on Itcher Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, audio graded. And we replay throughout the weekend, W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, soon 24/7 on iHeartRadio, www.yoandrewnts.com. 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Tweet me at AndrewTreeGeo, email us, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Spud writes, don't be left behind. You're listening to the second hour with me.
People call you and tell you that I have black people on my Instagram, and it bothers you.
Yeah, it bothers me a lot that you want to broadcast that you're associating with black people. You have to.
You associate with black people.
I'm not you, and you're not me. You're supposed to be a delicate white or a delicate Latina girl.
I'm a mixed girl.
Okay.
Now, if you haven't heard about Donald Sterling yet, well, you've been living under a rock. Simple enough. Welcome to the program. Donald, never heard of this guy. Never heard of this guy in my life. Never met him, never spoke to him, never knew he was relevant. And before you know it, ESPN has now turned into CNN. All up and down, up and down. That's all you've been hearing about. Howard Forrest, my phone screener, Mary Clarissa Niskalki, my producer, Moon Summer, voiceover personality, my father, spectating today, Giordano, and I'm your host, Joe Andrew. Welcome to the program. It is the second hour, and we are speaking about main headlines, headlines that are revolved around throughout October, even though, sadly enough, we are kind of in the end of the month, and there are bigger headlines than we've seen all month, actually. And we're actually seeing us, even though the Boston Marathon was a headline, and it was a good headline. And again, we like to say for those who lost someone during the Boston Marathon and those who ran the Boston Marathon this month, great job. I wish I had the, I wish I was in shape again and I was able to actually go out and do it one more time. But these legs can only walk me from work and back home. Before we get into the Donald Sterling story, I want to go into another quick story that's really sad. And it's the South Korean ferry that sunk in Seoul. And the stories that I've read and more update on the story, it just got sadder and sadder. It was a ferry that had over 400 people on it, including many who were students who were on a school trip. We're kind of still figuring out what actually happened during this ferry tragedy. Let's just say that the captain got off safely and many did not. And we know that many have died during the situation. Many others are still missing. The prime minister of South Korea have resigned. And the president, Park Geun, apologized to the nation today over the government's initial response to the Seoul ferry tragedy. And they quote, "I am losing sleep as there is no news about saving more lives, and because there are so many families who don't know whether their loved ones are dead or alive still." And there even is a video starting to appear capturing the ferry's final moments before Fuel Fresh outrage over ship's fate. And there was a memorial in Anson, the Seoul suburb, where hundreds of students on board the ship were from. And the president talked to family members and laid flowers at the memorial site. Now, of course, who's been arrested on it? South Korean authorities have arrested three people on suspicion of destroying evidence connected to the ferry sinking. Investigators also raided a Coast Guard office in a probe of how officials handled the first emergency call from passenger. Apparently, it took them about 20 minutes before they actually said, we're not going to do an evacuation. And, of course, investigators are looking into possible deregulation of duty. And it is just never seen anything like it, especially a ferry. Now, I take a ferry every day to work here in Staten Island, and nothing really slipped my mind that the ferry could ever, you know, divert, sink. Well, sadly enough, it could. And right now the nation is in yellow. And a developing story. The ferry, you know, it was operating in Japan from 94 to 2012. And it was purchased on October 2012 and refurbished. And it was renamed the Seoul and went through regulatory and safety checks conducted for the Korean Register of Shipping. The organization that runs this ferry is private but works on behalf of the government. And in the wake of the sinking, MOPCO prosecutors have raided the Marine Corps and the Korean Register of Shipping. And many are outraged and they are sad by what's happened. And the way how the captain, who he also apologized to the South Korean people, people are outraged at him. So it really is sad what's happened here and to see this story develop. And again, because it's not in the United States, President Obama, though, when he was on the Asian trip, he did announce his apologies. And it's just shocking to read something like this. You know, many are apologizing, but it's not going to face the facts of what really happened. You know, the chance of saving lives are now missed because of one thing I always say in this program, that's emergency preparedness. Yes, Howard, nod your head. Say, yes, you're right, Andrew. You always talk about emergency preparedness. Where was it on this ship? How many lives could have been saved? None. Students dead. People apologizing, but it will never give back to those families because of ill preparedness. And this should be accounted for all countries because this should never happen. Shouldn't. But let's go on to the story that everyone's been talking about, and that's Donald Sterling, an 80-year-old stubborn man who was talking to his girlfriend, didn't know he was being taped. The girlfriend gave it to TMZ, and look what happened. He's now banned from the NBA. The commissioner banned him today.
Accordingly, effective immediately, I am banning Mr. Sterling for life from any association with the Clippers organization or the NBA. Mr. Sterling may not attend any NBA games or practices. He may not be present at any Clippers facility, and he may not participate in any business or player personnel decisions involving the team. He will also be barred from attending NBA Board of Governors meetings or participating in any other league activity. I am also fining Mr. Sterling $2.5 million, the maximum amount allowed under the NBA Constitution. These funds will be donated to organizations dedicated to anti-discrimination and tolerance efforts that will be jointly selected by the NBA and its Players Association.
So that was the commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver, who today banned Donald Sterling for life and fined him $2.5 million that said would go to organizations who are fighting against discrimination. Because the owner's girlfriend, the owner of the Clippers, you know what? Let's be more exact. What really is going on here? Okay. Donald Sterling, he's the 80-year-old owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, an NBA team, and he's owned it since 1981. And he's one of the longest owners that is still on board. since that time period. Vanessa Stiviano, who is the 80-year-old's 31-year-old girlfriend, Gross, the audio recording was released by TMZ that shows a conversation between Donald and his girlfriend Vanessa about Stiviano's Instagram account, in which he has posted photos of herself with black people, including Magic Johnson. Because he said those words, he is now being banned for life by the NBA and fined $2.5 million that would go to charities to go, you know, against discrimination, and he would try to force Sterling to sell the team. Why was she banned? Now, again, this is a theory, because there are many reasons why Donald Sterling was banned. He was banned not because what he said, but because how the public reacts to what he said. He is in his home. He can say whatever the heck he wants in his home. It's his opinion. And even how, you know, gruesome this opinion is, and many of us might not agree with it. I take a lot of pictures with African Americans, and we have a lot of fun. I had a roommate who was African American, and he Facebooked me a few weeks ago. We still talk. We might be on the same page, but you know me on this program. If you have an opinion, that's your opinion. I might not agree with it, but it's your opinion, and you can't change that. He's banned because of the reaction. He's banned because how the public now reacts to this type of situation. So we understand that. He's not banned because he's racist. He's not banned because he's not allowed to say these things. He's banned because the public doesn't agree with someone like Donald Sterling to be in the NBA, to own a team, and they feel, and the public pressured, and activists pressured to pull him out. Okay? He has freedom of speech. And he can say whatever the heck he wants. As long as he's not putting, as long as he's not enforcing any rules of his opinion that is breaking any policies or laws. If you walk into the stadium and it's just a big sign, no black people allowed, no white people allowed, well then yeah, that's breaking a rule, breaking a law, if it's in a state, if it's government, if it's the policy of the NBA. You can't do that, Donald. In this situation, he can say whatever he wants. And that's the reason why. The reason why I'm telling you this is because the news is not telling you this. Not because they're being forced not to, because they're just not. Or many of them are not. They're not showing you why he is being banned, but still educating you of, well, yes, he's been banned, you don't agree with it, but he can still believe in this as long as he wants. He can go to the kitchen table and talk about it as long as he wants. If someone believes in communism, and you're telling me about it in your kitchen, you just agree with it, can't bring it to life, but you can agree with it, then that's fine. It's your opinion. You believe in it, that's great, that's jolly, have fun. It's your opinion. It's not mine. I might not agree with it, but your opinion. He has the right freedom of speech to say these things. He might not agree with it, and that's why he's been banned from it, but we need to realize that he still has freedom of speech, and he's still allowed to believe in this stuff, no matter how much you hate it. So that's one thing we have to clear up. Another thing, when we look at the situation, we look at it as one perspective, and that's African Americans. That's not true. If a white man goes to a black man goes to a white man, Chinese, Hispanic, you, Latino, you name it. This goes for everyone. No one in the NBA should come out and say these things that would hurt people, hurt your employees, hurt your team. No one should. If it's the way Donald Sterling said it, or if it's the way someone else says it in a different way. And the face of the NBA, he said it best. He said it best. And that's LeBron James, clip two.
I mean, obviously, if it's true, it's very sensitive. And, you know, I have my statement before the game, and I'm going to stick by it. There's no room for that in our game. We've found a way to make this the greatest game in the world. And for comments like that, it taints our game, and we can't have that. Can't have it from a player. We can't have it from an owner. We can't have it from a fan, and so on and so on. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, Hispanic, or whatever the case may be. We can't have that a part of our game. And, you know, the commission will take care of it. We're sure of that. And we'll continue to build this game the best way we can, because it's been an unbelievable 2014 playoffs, and we don't want Donald Sterling's comments to overshadow what this game means to everyone, including the fans.
Now, why couldn't LeBron James come out today the way Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, did and say these things? LeBron James said it perfectly. He said it doesn't deserve to be in our game, and that's one of the reasons why we disagree with it. It shouldn't be a distraction to a great playoff so far. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, green, blue, or yellow. If someone doesn't like the blacks, someone doesn't like the whites, the Hispanics, the blah, 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 blah. However you want to look at it, it doesn't work in our NBA game. And LeBron James said, we know that the NBA is going to do the right thing. I know the NBA, no doubt in my mind, and we're going to move forward from this. How can you not say that was the best statement of the week? No boycotting, no activists, no biased opinion, a straightforward, we know the NBA's going to do the right thing, this shouldn't be in the NBA, this is about basketball, this is the right thing to do, and I don't care what it is, it should not be allowed. Perfect. Well done. If we ask the question, what do you believe is your reaction to the latest allegations of Donald Sterling and his comments, LeBron James will get an A+. And whatever LeBron James said, I agree with. I now take your calls on Donald Sterling. I'm going to take your calls on the South Korean ship and many other main headlines we've been seeing, the tornadoes that has and the bad weather that we've been seeing. And we're also going to get into open phone calls. Anything on your mind? 855, the tornadoes in Oklahoma. And we are seeing the updates on that. 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Open phone calls, anything you want to talk about, or if you want to speak about the main headlines we got into, the two big ones recently, and just other headlines that we've been seeing, the Ukraine crisis, the tornadoes in Oklahoma, the crazy weather, gas prices, whatever you want to talk about. 855-712-9687.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
My name is Dr. Howard Dinowitz. I'm a practicing podiatrist for near 30 years in the borough of Brooklyn. If you come to our office, we're going to take care of a multitude of all the foot problems that can affect your feet. We take care of painful ingrown nails, painful heels, painful arthritic condition, diabetic conditions, running injuries, sports-related injuries, overuse injuries, skin problems, anything that affects the foot from geriatrics to pediatrics and everybody in between. We're going to educate you. We're going to give you the comfort zone in going forward and everything that you need. Our philosophy is to be non-invasive and non-surgical. Anything it takes to educate you, to address the problem, and have you leaving knowing that everything was taken care of.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second.
I can, and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Home Depot has Glidden premium paint starting at just $19.97 a gallon. So, let's roll with the paint and primer in one that's been top rated for 4 years in a row. Then break out some stunning color without breaking the bank. Let's do this with Glidden premium paint starting at just $19.97 a gallon. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Rated by Independent Consumer Study, Continental U.S. only. See store for details.
Walgreens has a question. Where do you go when you need milk fast? Like nothing for the cereal because my husband drank it all and now it's morning and the kids are going to freak fast. Walgreens also has an answer. It's us. We're just around the corner with grocery essentials like milk, snacks, and paper towels. So you can get in and out fast. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card, Purex laundry products are buy one, get one of equal or lesser value free. And Nice Brand sparkling water is 3 for $2 with card and in-store coupon.
Are you a musician who'd like to share your music with more than 4 million listeners? Join Jamendo.com, the world's largest platform for free and legal music. Upload your music online, choose a license to protect your rights, and allow people to freely enjoy your creations. Thanks to Jamendo, your songs will be available to professionals who need music for their business. We share 50% of revenue directly with you. Millions of listeners are waiting for your songs. Upload now on Jamendo.com.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
Hi, old Kermit D. Frog here. Just stopping by the Yo Andrew News Talk Show to say hello. Hope you're not going anywhere. He's coming back on the air in a few moments, actually. You know, when I taped my first film, it was kind of like this. And, oh, what? Oh, it's time. Okay, sorry, Yo Andrew. Back to the radio program, folks. Don't be left behind. Where has Miss Piggy been, anyway?
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair. Wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
We're now taking your calls. It's your time. It's your turn. You're the audience. You make the program. 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687. Anything you want to talk about, I'll be glad to listen. Or if you want to add on to comments on Donald Sterling's scandal, if you want to talk about the South Korean ferry tornadoes that ripped through Oklahoma, Alabama, Tennessee, Mississippi, sadly 13 killed. Had severe weather, just went through this past Sunday, and we are starting to see more and more information coming in on that. It's just sad. You read these stories, and why do you want to read the news anymore? Hopefully, we can get some help down there, and we'll be able to get that fixed up, and get those houses up, and get those small businesses running again, and doing what we do best in America. Rebuild. And move forward. 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687. One of the other big headlines, actually, was DirecTV and Dish Network dropping World Wrestling Entertainment pay-per-views because of the launch of the WWE Network. Now, for $10 a month, you'll be able to watch past pay-per-views and now current ones on their network. On streaming boxes, video game consoles, smartphones, tablets, and probably many more, computers, laptops. DirecTV and Dish Network said, well, screw you, we're not even going to show them no more. And now we don't know if Buffalo Wild Wings and other local bars in your area that used to show it for customers might not be able to. So I'd love to get a follow-up on how these small businesses and companies are able to go out and be able to show these pay-per-view. So that's another pretty big headline in the wrestling world. 855-712-9687. 855-712-YNTS. Taking your calls now. I take calls before. If I'm calls at the wrong time, I'm taking calls now. I'm not taking calls before. I mean, I gotta tell my audience what we're actually talking about. before I can just, you know, jump in and start talking, you know, doesn't make good radio, am I right? But we do want to welcome our friends, Kim and Pat, Transformation Talk Radio, one of the affiliates we're on based in Seattle. They arrived to New Jersey, New York today, and welcome to my side of the country. You know, it really isn't that bad here. I know it's a little bit chilly now, but I promise you, it's going to get warmer. 80 degrees and shining. Hopefully you'll be able to go out and do that. Let's go down some main headlines here while we're waiting. Again, it's your time, it's your calls. You always have something to say. Well, how about say it right here in this program? 855-712-YTS. It's Donald Sterling is taking over everything. That's really what he's doing. Now, Howard Forrest, my phone screener, he did write a Facebook status about freedom of speech. In a few moments, I'll get on Howard to speak about his status. And I know everyone's getting into hockey and basketball. Even though it's so funny, have you noticed that you have hockey playoffs on and basketball playoffs on, and when I watch ESPN, guess what? I see football. How does that work? I don't understand. That's what he's been. I see. Oh, we're getting into draft day, and on draft day, we're gonna see. You know. Oh, and of course, it's speaking about the scandal going on, but I don't know. I mean, especially we're talking about football now. But that's what we have to talk about. So he was feeling discouraged, but we're gonna read his status. And my phone screener Howard wrote, "Why don't they just take away the Bill of Rights? I thought it was called freedom of speech. So does this mean we can't do anything in our own homes anymore because if someone tapes it, if they can use it against you? I'm no way in saying that Donald Sterling was right in what he said, but the man has a right to say the way he feels. It's a shame this country will be a dictatorship in the next few years, feeling discouraged." I'm going to have Howard on in a few moments to speak about his status today. And many people are commenting about. The problem is, Howard, when people read your status, they're not going to understand what it means. Because they're focused on the big thing that the news is talking about and making them money and bringing viewership to their channels, and that's race. Race is always going to be around. Race is never going to be quiet. And Usher, artist, musical artist, said it best today. Yeah, do you think it's fair that racism should be used to create viewership? No. But that's what it's all about. I would think every news outlet could probably believe that we are against what he said because many of us don't agree with what he said. Not because he can't say it. But Howard does bring up that good point that we are forgetting about the main thing. And that, yes, Howard did say it. I don't agree with what he said. But we need to remember that freedom of speech, he still has the right to do it. And what's more funny is, Donald Sterling didn't even have a right to even plea. His comments were made, he was banned. He didn't have time to get a lawyer, he didn't have time to go to court, nothing. Technically, he's been terminated from the job. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's going to sue, and he's probably going to use a freedom of speech gimmick, probably. That's probably what he's going to do. Again, the guy's got money. The guy owns an NBA Clipper, the Los Angeles Clippers team. He owns a team. So if he owns a team, and he's been owning it since 1981, one of the longest basketball owners in recent years, that tells you, well, guess what? He's got a lot of money. And Howard, on your status, everything you said is what I said. And I mean, we are not racist. I know you're not racist. I'm not racist. And it's sad that we have to say that because many people throw that at us. But you know it and I know it. That, yes, we understand what he said was wrong. Many don't agree with it. That's why he's been banned. But we still have to remember that if you hate it or you love it, it's his opinion and his freedom of speech.
Yeah, you're talking about an 80-year-old owner who grew up in a time where, you know, racism was a common thing. This is probably what he was raised on, which isn't right, but that's the sign of the times in which he grew up in. You know, we talked about this for 2 hours last night on my show, you know, the Power Play Sports Talk Show. We talked about it for 2 hours. And Anthony, my co-host, and myself, we are both of the opinion that the woman is just doing this to try to extort as much money from him as possible. She found a way to get this guy screwed over from his NBA franchise to the point where he's going to be forced to give it up, which isn't right. It's just infuriating. I don't even know what to say anymore. It really is. It's just really infuriating that everybody preaches that you have freedom of speech, but when it becomes I'm going to call it what it is, a black-white issue, this is what happens.
That's exactly what happens. You bring a lot of great points. We all know she did it on purpose. We all see her getting him angry on the recordings. She keeps asking him questions, so he blurts out something that will really get him in trouble. What just happened? You're right, though. If he's white, if he's black, if he's green, if he's blue, if he's yellow, what we see is, he really didn't have any way to defend himself. I mean, I'm not defending Donald Sterling. I'm defending any American who has the right to defend himself under law. He got banned from basketball. He's forcing his team to get away. He's being forced to sell his team. And I feel he hasn't got any say in this. It's like, I mean, does the NBA have the right to allow that? I mean, does it say under the policy that if I see something in my home and it's not anything directly in the NBA area that I should be banned? I mean, remember, this guy might sue. This might be a 2 to 3 year lawsuit. The guy's got money. And you were right, though. Of course the girlfriend wants his money. Not because they have a large age difference. It's pretty obvious. She probably liked him. They were cute at one point. And then she started to see the real side of him. And instead of breaking up with him, might as well take $50 million out of it. She's going to win money. He's going to still have money. And you and me are going to talk about this, Howard, until we're blue in the face. But it's never going to make any sense. And the American people are never going to realize that there is something else that's in trouble. And that's freedom of speech. And the privacy of people's homes.
No, you're absolutely right, Andrew. You can't say nothing in your house. You can't say nothing in your car. You know, it's going to be just like the smoking ban. You're not allowed to smoke anywhere. You're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do that. It's not going to be a free country anymore. It's going to be a dictatorship. And I'm tired of the people who are saying, well, it's a private enterprise. It's this and that. It doesn't matter. You have the right as an American citizen to say what you feel, when you feel. It may not be the right thing to say. I know there are times that I'm in my car and I say things that I shouldn't be saying, but I'm saying them because I have freedom of speech and I can say what I want. And, you know, I'm not looking to defend him like I keep on saying, but the man has a right to say what he feels. It's plain and simple. Plain and simple. I'm Jewish. You know, if somebody comes up to me and starts doing anti-Semitic stuff to me, it's just freedom of speech. I don't have to agree with it. I don't have to like it, but you have the right to do it. And when a public figure, you know, my father brings up a very good point to me. When Louis Farrakhan, the leader of whatever thing that he was, and he called the Jewish people blood-sucking, money-hungry people, where was the uproar then? Where was the uproar? The man just doesn't want her bringing, you know, athletes or whoever she's dating who happened to be black, you know, who she's going behind his back, you know, she's his girlfriend or whatever she is, she's cheating on him with, you know, players, baseball players, basketball players, or whatever, that she's, you know, doing sexual intercourse with. He doesn't want her bringing them to where he runs his team. That's what I got from the recordings. I didn't really hear him say that he doesn't want these people. He doesn't want this, he doesn't want that. That he doesn't want any black people there. No, that's not what he's saying. He's saying, plain and simple, he doesn't want her doing it. That's all it is.
I think it's really interesting when you listen to the audio. It's really hard to say, was he really against African-Americans? Is he really racist? Because the way Donald Sterling said it, he said it in such a way that many of us don't even know what it means. We didn't see his facial reaction. We didn't know if he was being sarcastic. Like, oh yeah, you think I'm racist. It's like the way we're saying it right now. The way we're saying it right now, we are not racist. And the way Donald Sterling said it, That might be sarcastic. So you think I'm racist? Where you might be saying it in a way where I'm not racist, but because you think I am, I'm gonna make fun of that point that you are making to me, his girlfriend in that room. And guess what this brings back? Do you remember Don Imus? Do you remember him? 2007, on his radio program when he was speaking about the St. John's women's basketball team. Same situation. He's sexist. He's a pig. Al Sharpton and his goons booted him out of radio. Ba 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 ba. But it brings back the same situation of, well, he can say whatever the heck he wants. As long as he's not going out there and trying to ban women from playing and breaking rules or policies, he can go behind the mic and Don Imus can say whatever the heck he wants. If you don't like it or agree with it, don't listen to his program, Howard. And guess what? Many people have stopped, but Don Imus is still on the air today.
Crazy. That is true. That is true. And he's back on radio because people learn to forgive and forget. And unfortunately, people say things that they don't mean, and it gets taken out of context. He didn't mean to disparage those women. He didn't mean to. But if another person would have said it, it probably would not have gone that far. It's the same thing with Donald Sterling. It's very infuriating. There are no words to describe this anymore. People make it out to be more than what it should be. You didn't hear him say that he hates black people. You know, he said, "Oh, I see them. I give them money. You know, he pays them to where they can live this lavish lifestyle." If he didn't like them, do you think he would have a black player on his team?
No, he wouldn't. And that's the funny part about it all. And LeBron James, I played the clip for the audience. He said it best. If it was black to white, white to black, green, none of this should be in the NBA. But you know and I know, Howard, that no one is thinking like that. No one's thinking of that, right? Right, audience? No one's thinking of that. Well, of course, if someone can take my audio right now, they can munch it around the place, throw it to TMZ, and TMZ doesn't give a damn crap what anyone says, and I end up screwed.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. And he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Home Depot has Glidden premium paint starting at just $19.97 a gallon. So, let's roll with the paint and primer in one that's been top rated for 4 years in a row. Then break out some stunning color without breaking the bank. Let's do this with Glidden premium paint starting at just $19.97 a gallon. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Rated by Independent Consumer Study, Continental U.S. only. See store for details.
Walgreens has a question. Where do you go when you need milk fast? Like nothing for the cereal because my husband drank it all and now it's morning and the kids are going to freak fast. Walgreens also has an answer. It's us. We're just around the corner with grocery essentials like milk, snacks, and paper towels. So you can get in and out fast. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card, Purex Latte products are buy one, get one of equal or lesser value free. And Nice Brand Sparkling Water is three for $2 with card and in-store coupon.
Are you a musician who'd like to share your music with more than 4 million listeners? Join Jamendo.com, the world's largest platform for free and legal music. Upload your music online, choose a license to protect your rights, and allow people to freely enjoy your creations. Thanks to Jamendo, your songs will be available to professionals who need music for their business. We share 50% of revenue directly with you. Millions of listeners are waiting for your songs. Upload now on Jamendo.com.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
I'm so excited. Have you heard the song Ghost, Mayday Parade? I get to see them second time and at Warped Tour in July with my friend and his wife, and his wife's sister. So excited. I've never been to Warped Tour before. It's an all-day festival of different pop and punk rock bands. Mayday Parade's going to be there, Cause Where We Aim For, Yellow Card, The Devil Wears Prada. I'm psyched. Even this brand new band I just heard of, can't wait. If you're going to be on Warped Tour, definitely tweet me. I'd love to meet up with you, and we can just talk bands. I'm going to have a beer in my hand, not for sitting on the air. Have a nice beer. I'm going to wear a lot of light clothes. I'm just going to be moshing and going in. It's going to be great. Really excited for it. And I'm glad that Mayday Parade launched their new CD, and I get to see them live again. I know some of you out there might be Mayday Parade fans. They've been around for a while. So I'm really happy to see them again. So psyched. But we're also playing Ghost because of our Sound Clip of Wisdom. And our Sound Clip of Wisdom is a sound clip we play at the end of the program. It, at one time, gave a message out. Now it's more of a conversation that you take when we leave the air. You can have the conversation with your friends, family, or with me by emailing yoandrew at yoandrewntf.com, tweeting at andrewtweetgeo. Or you could Facebook me, facebook.com/yoandrewnts. Casper the Friendly Ghost, the film came out in 1995. It's almost 20 years old. One of my favorite 90s movies. Oh, I love it. Made by Universal Pictures, and they had Christina Ricci and Bill Pullman, and oh my God, great movie. And I would love to get the producer of this movie on my show. That would be great. And, of course, it's about a ghost named Casper who has his, I don't know, you know what, on top of my head, I don't know if the three other ghosts were his father, or I think they were his uncles, maybe. Yes, it was his uncles, I think. Yes, it was his three uncles. He's a friendly ghost, you know, he doesn't scare people, and his three uncles, they all live in this mansion, this house. Dr. Harvey, James Harvey, he's a paranormal therapist. And, of course, she helps ghosts complete their unfinished business and move on. And he brings his daughter, Kat, with him. The mother sadly passed away long ago. They move into this house that's supposedly haunted. And then, of course, they start feeling a connection with these ghosts. There's a scene, and it's called the lighthouse scene in Can I Keep You? And there are so many different ways we can look at this clip, so I'm going to play it first, and then I'm going to talk with you about it for a little bit. Here it is, sound clip of Wisdom. This is Casper takes Kat, you know, Dr. Harvey's daughter, onto the lighthouse, and they start to speak. Here it is, sound clip of Wisdom.
I come here every night.
Alone?
Mm-hmm.
What were you like when you were alive?
I was... I don't remember.
You don't remember anything from your life?
No.
So, nothing?
No.
You don't remember what school you went to, how old you were, your favorite song? Well, what about your dad?
Mm-mm.
Not even your mom?
Is that bad?
No. It's just kind of sad. I wonder why you don't remember anything.
Life doesn't matter that much anymore. So you forget.
Sometimes I worry that I'm starting to forget.
Forget what?
My mom. Just certain things. The sound of her making breakfast downstairs. The way she put on her lipstick. So carefully. She always used ivory soap. And when she'd hug me, I'd breathe her in so deep. And I remember, before I'd go to sleep, she'd whisper in my ear, stardust in the eyes, rosy cheeks, a happy girl in the morning. Forget about me?
No. She'd never forget you.
Kat?
Mm-hmm.
If I were alive, would you go to the Halloween dance with me?
Mm-hmm.
Kat?
The symbolism when she said, can you close the window, it's cold, Casper kisses her on the cheek, and it shows symbolism that because he's not real, he might be just air, and Casper realizes that he physically can never be able to hold her and touch her and tell her, you know, how much he likes her. It's interesting what Casper said. He said, because you're a ghost and nothing really means anything anymore, there's really no reason to remember. But later on, Casper becomes a human and takes Kat, and they dance in the middle of the dance floor before he becomes a ghost again. What I believe this clip is focusing on is you only live life once, and while you're in that time period where you're able to cherish the main things around you, don't take it for granted. Go out there. Be able to take everything while it's alive, while it's real. Because you really don't know where you're going to be. Again, everyone believes where they're going is different. Many people believe there's an afterlife, incarnation, or being a ghost and might be able to forget everything. So go out, live your life the way you have it. Maybe that's the way Casper was being focused on. Can I keep you? Yeah, you know, it definitely freaks me out when he says that. It doesn't sound weird at all, Casper. Can I keep you? Oh, keep me what? Get away from me. Get away from me, you ghost. No, I guess it was more of a thoughtful line to say. And that's the scene. And maybe that's what the creators and Casper was getting out of when they did this scene. And it kind of created a climax into where the movie was going into. It was a turning point. And it also really gave us an idea on who Casper really is and how she was feeling, because she was such a closed-in, very bashful girl in the beginning of the movie, and we really started to see more out of her, especially at such a young age. And that's our Sound Clip of Wisdom here tonight, the Orange News Talk Show. Great month. A great month it was. WrestleMania was this month. End of the month headlines, box office numbers, truly weird stories, and our open phone calls was this month. No phone calls, guys. Come on, call in. You can call in them next month at any time. The phone number is free and it's easy to dial. And we'll be glad to help you. And if you don't want to call, you're shy, you can tweet me on Facebook. Me, and it's not a problem. I want to thank my mom, my dad, my brother. Love you. Thank you. I want to thank my whole crew. Howard Forrest, phone screener. Mary Claire, producer. And Moon Summer, my voiceover personality. Again, doing great job.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com. Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people, and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings. And visit Artie at artiehoffman.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow. Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.